6% of Hispanic adults in the United States and Puerto Rico have been diagnosed with diabetes. This rate is an astounding 50% higher than that of white Americans. Latinos show symptoms of Alzheimer's disease 7 years earlier than non-Latino whites. And Latinos also have strokes at earlier ages.
It's a population growing so fast, Cruz wants to make sure they aren't ignored.
They represent about 16% of the population, so about one in every six people, according to the census. But by 2050, one in every third person will be Latino. Now, even more staggering is that the Latino population age 65 and up will increase by, listen to this, will increase by 224% compared to 65% increase in white population.
Cruz said the incidence of problems like diabetes could be associated with the high number of uninsured Latino people.
Lack of access to health care and health services means that Hispanics are less able to take advantage of health services to prevent complications and manage and treat chronic illnesses. That's limiting for healthy aging for Hispanic communities.
The Latino and Hispanic populations are also facing a much higher rate of dementia. Nancy Parente is a bilingual services specialist at the Florida Gulf Coast chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. She said that Latino people are 50% more likely to have Alzheimer's.
We're looking at a familial strand, which affects the aging Latino community, okay, as opposed to the sporadic strand, which will affect everyone, with, okay, one out of every two after 85. However, with the familial strand, we see this more and more, okay, happening. And so within the Latino community, we might visit someone who has maybe three or four individuals in the family at the same time who actually have Alzheimer's disease or some form of dementia.
After hearing about the numerous risk factors facing her, 77-year-old Grace Gonzalez realized she has a lot to be thankful for. She has Medicare, but she also realizes that's not always enough for some people.
I have the big fear that if I get a big, some big medical bill, that'll deplete all my savings for my lifetime, and I won't have anywhere to go. I mean, hospitals are expensive. Medicine is expensive.
One challenge facing all Medicare recipients, not just minorities, is the high cost of prescriptions. According to U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, a health care bill signed into law in 2003 didn't help lower those costs for senior citizens.
No, not this one. This one was going to be that the U.S. taxpayer for senior citizens in Medicare were going to provide them with prescriptions, but the U.S. government was going to pay the full retail price of the drugs. Not what we'd been paying for Medicaid and the Veterans Administration and the Department of Defense. Why? Because the pharmaceutical lobby had the strength to push that bill through.